Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's your girl Nikki Rich here tonight on Celebrity Tuesdays. We're getting in all the way from North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, that is to LA, as well as Atlanta and across the globe. You might as well say everybody knows it. We're global, we're worldwide. And tonight we have special guest in the building. You don't want to miss the guest tonight. I'm excited. Our celebrity guest, we're going to start it off with actor Mark Anthony. He's going to be in the building, so you definitely got to show some love and give it up to him. And then we're going to end it with Miss Dawn Richard. She's doing her thing. And you might know Miss Dawn Richard, formerly of Danny DeCane, as well as Diddy Dirty Money. So you got to keep it locked into the Nikki Rich Show at 323-580-5749. Tell your friends, tell your family, the Nikki Rich Show is on. And let them know, tweet it out. And by the way, speaking of Twitter, also follow me at Miss Nikki Rich, MSNIKKIRICH, as well as the Nikki Rich Show official Twitter. And that is Nikki R Show. Again, that's Nikki R Show. And you can also add us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Or you can add facebook.com/NikkiRich. That is all the information, as well as the Nikki Rich Show is on podcast. So you can download that podcast and listen to any of the episodes of the Nikki Rich Show. And we have so many people tuned in tonight. Major shout out to all the listeners, supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. We are steadily growing right now. We have over 150,000 listeners, and we're going to reach 200,000 before the year is out. That's our goal, and it's really amazing. We've really been working and growing. And just this past week, we are getting back off our trip from Texas, the Nikki Rich Show live concert in Houston, Texas, presented by TA Promotions. It was amazing. I met a lot of talented artists out there in Texas, Houston, Texas, that is, from all over. They came from Oklahoma, Galveston, Texas, as well as Dallas and so forth. It was amazing. It was so amazing. And we're looking forward to meeting other artists in the future at other future Nikki Rich Show events. We also went to L.A. where we had the Nikki Rich Show live concert in L.A., and it also was a scholarship. It was a scholarship event as well, and it was amazing. The Nikki Rich Show teamed up with Primetime Gamers and The Game, and we really put on an amazing event. And a big shout-out to everybody in L.A. and some wonderful, wonderful people in L.A. But enough of that, we're going to get this thing started. We got our special guest coming through in just a few, and I want to take a bit of your time to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to get to some more hot new music from our artists this week. All right, well, right now we're going to take a quick break. Y'all keep it locked. It is the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet.
Do you like rap music?
Yes.
I know you do.
Oh, my God.
Do you get on iTunes?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Whoa.
Look up the 403 Mob.
Okay.
Black and White Resurrection today.
I will.
Now, go.
Okay.
Get it.
I'm going.
Black and white is all I see. Seven shining, none can see. Long as I got my LP.
The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. This is national performing artist and stage, film, TV actress Angela Shawnette Felix. Follow me on Twitter, Angela S. Felix, A-N-G-E-L-A, S for Sam, F for Frank, E-L-I-X for X-ray. You are listening to The Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio show on the planet. The Nikki Rich Show, hottest radio show on the planet. Monday through Friday, 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. For more info, NikkiRichShow.com.
All right, you're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show. You heard it, the hottest radio station on the planet. To all the listeners tuned in, feel free to call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and press that 1. If you press that 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to myself or our guest for tonight. And we do have amazing guests. And we have Mark Anthony in the house tonight. We're going to be talking with him in just a few. So tell your friends, the Nikki Rich Show is on. And our special guest tonight, Mark Anthony, as well as Dawn Richards. So you don't want to miss, tell everybody the Nikki Rich Show is on. All right, now we're going to take a quick song break. Here's the Arnettes, So Mindful.
Whoa.
Just in case you can't get through, because I already see our lines are crazy right now. at 1-877-497-3968. 877-497-3968. Well, you know, it is that time. We're going to go to our first guest for tonight. And right now, I want to tell you a little bit about our first guest right now. Our first guest, you might know him from the Braxton Family Values Season 3, Lifetime, Steel, Magnolias, Love and Hip Hop, and so forth. And with no further ado, we would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, Mark Anthony. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
How you doing?
I'm well, and yourself?
Great. I'm great. We're just glad to have you here tonight.
I'm glad to be here. Glad to have me on the show. Really excited.
Yes. Now, go ahead and let everybody know, where are you currently based out of?
Currently, I'm residing in Atlanta. I travel back and forth based upon work, so I'm all over. You can catch me in your city at any point in time.
That's what I'm talking about. So how do you like Atlanta? How's it going?
Actually, it's great. I enjoy the market here thus far, but I'm also looking to branch out with other projects still. So overall, Atlanta has been really great to me. It's where my career starts taking off from, you know, so it'll always be the foundation for me.
Exactly. That's amazing. That's amazing. I just want to say, now, when did you first know you wanted to become an actor?
So, funny thing is, I've actually been acting since I was a child. I started back in elementary school when I played The Grinch and How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And so from that time on, I had just continued throughout my matriculation through school, you know, and just getting in the drama clubs at every school I attended. And I got to high school, I kind of stopped because I focused on music. I was in the band. I was a band geek. And I kind of did that for a while. But my heart was always in the drama department, theater and things of that nature. But it fell off for a while. And once I came to Atlanta, I actually came to Atlanta based upon school at that time, and got out here and started in the modeling, and then realized that it wasn't quite for me. I do enjoy it, but at the same time, I still had that passion to act. And so I did my first video with Janelle Monáe and her band, and getting in front of the camera just for a music video, it was like, wow, you know, it was such a rush. And then from that point on, I just decided to, you know, try and find other avenues to start getting in front of the camera again. And I just decided, I said, you know what, I'm going to do what I feel that's in my heart. You know, I'm going to follow my dreams. That's what I tell anybody. If it's something that you're passionate about, do what it is, regardless of who tells you don't and you can't.
Exactly.
Forget what they're saying, you know, and do what's in your heart, because you never know what your dreams could lead to.
And look, you're here tonight on the Nikki Rich Show.
I know, right?
Being heard on three different networks. Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing.
It is. Now, what would you say was your favorite, I would say, role thus far?
Okay, so actually, my favorite role, I'm not going to say my favorite because I don't want to downplay anything I've done.
You know, it's like one of the best roles, right?
No, but I will say a role that is very meaningful to me actually is the role that I'm actually portraying right now in a project that is going to be very moving to many, many people. And initially when I signed on to the project, I have a younger brother, so for me it was like I saw him throughout school and these matters affecting him, you know, and as he grows, him still being affected. And then adults, as you get older, things affect you that happened in school time. You know, so for me, this role really brought it home, you know, and how school is really like the foundation for everyone's life. And the things that happen in school, your experiences, good or bad, determines your future. You know, whether you want to believe it or not, you know, if you're picked on in school, bullied, whatever the case may be, you're more reluctant to have a different life than you would if you just went to school and, you know, you were happy to be there. So I would actually have to say that this role is, like, the most powerful to me thus far. You know, and I definitely look for roles that challenge me. And so I think once this project comes out in January, look for it, that you guys will be very pleased, very, very pleased.
Well, we're going to have you back to do a follow-up on January.
Definitely, I love it.
Yes, yes, we're excited about it. I'm excited to learn more about that. And also, you know, I know you talked about that's dear to your heart. What role would you love to play, I would say, that you haven't already in the near future?
Oh, okay. So people claim that I look like Prince. I don't quite see it, but I feel as though if it's there, I might as well run with it. You know, so I definitely plan to market myself to a point of showing that I am worthy to play the phenomenal artist known as Prince. And so I think that would be truly a blessing, you know, as an actor to be able to portray the life of such a legend, you know, so.
And he is a phenom. He sure is. That will be amazing. I would love to see that myself.
Yeah.
Make all the noises like Prince, too. I can see you around the house. You're like,
you know, you got to do what you got to do. Get in character.
Yes, yes. That would be hot. It would be hot. And I can see it. I can see it.
Well, I'm glad you can see it. I just hope that the industry sees it.
Yes. Now, have you had, I would say, one of those auditions when you're going to, you know, for a role, have you ever had one of these auditions where you, like, rose up or was just really nervous and going in there, I would say? Because it can be hard. It can be a challenge.
Yeah, that is. Yes, I actually, wow, that's a question I haven't had. I'm sorry. I have been to a couple auditions where I think I just became overwhelmed with wanting to do so well that I kind of became a little frightful. But simultaneously, I do believe that if you're not kind of nervous or feel some sense of, oh, my gosh, you know, this is really happening, then you're not going to do your best.
Mm-hmm.
I feel as though that pushes me to do my best, that little bit of nervousness pushes me inside the audition, you know, to bring out everything that they're looking for, because I know that's what I want. This is what I'm going to get. I'm not going to walk away without it, you know. So, yeah, I would say it's happened, but I will also say that it's worked to my benefit. So.
Oh, that's real. Now, is there any, have you did any scary movies?
I haven't. I've gotten calls actually about a couple projects, so we'll see if that works out, you know, if they feel that I can handle that, or if, you know, everything just falls into place like it should. So
exactly. Is there any, I would say, other actors that you would love to work with that you haven't already?
Oh, okay. So honestly, from the male spectrum, I would honestly want to work with, like, Brad Pitt and Denzel Washington.
Oh, yeah.
For the simple facts that the characters they portray. You know, I was actually watching Flight recently, and it's so amazing to me to see how calm and collective Mr. Washington can be throughout every role he plays, but you still get the significance of his role. You know, and then also my female favorite actress of all times is Miss Felicia Rashad. I actually had the opportunity to work with her with Steel Magnolias.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew that I said at that moment in time, you know, it's going to happen again. We're going to do something else. I have to do it, you know, because she's so motherly. And I always tell people the same way you see her on The Cosby Show and on all other shows she's played on, that is her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very much so acting, but it's very much so her as well. You know, she's a very genuine person, and she really, really moved me and touched me. You know, she made me just enjoy what I do even more because she showed on set, you know, regardless of how big you can get, you're still a person, and people around you are still mm-hmm. people. You know, so that was a phenomenal experience, phenomenal.
And I know it's really such an honor just for, you know, just someone, you know, working with somebody that you actually used to watch when you were young
yeah.
and just learning from them and getting that knowledge from
yeah.
that amazing actress. You know, I know that had to feel good.
Yes. Her along with Miss Alfred Woodard was, like, amazing.
Oh,
amazing.
Yes.
Two powerful spirits,
that's
you know.
Powerful.
And then the rest of the cast were all so great. Like, you know, Queen Latifah, Jill Scott, Ada Perel, who's a newer actress, Condola Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was just phenomenal. You know, it's one doesn't outplay the other, you know. So they were all a blast to work with. I would like to work with them again, actually.
Now, is
so
there
we'll
any new projects that you're working on that you would like to share with the listeners or everybody that's tuning in right now?
I would love to share.
That you can share.
Things I'm working on, but I can't. I can't. But what I will say is I'm definitely always tweeting about, you know, what I'm working on. I'm not giving explicit names, but, you know, I kind of show some pictures sometime or on set talking. So as things progress, you know, and I'm able to discuss it, that's definitely where you can find out everything
mm-hmm.
that's going on. You know, right now it's through my Twitter and then also through my website where I pretty much keep updated, you know, with what's going on and what's happening. Because no sooner it hits, I promise you, I'm going to let the world know. I'm going to stand on the top of the tallest building in the world and let everybody know what's going on.
I know that's right. You
yeah,
got to do that. You got to let everybody know.
Everybody know.
Matter of fact,
everybody.
Make a video. Do it all. That's what I would do. I'd be like, promo.
Yeah, but I do. The projects that are going on now, I will tell you that I'm very blessed to be working with some of the producers and cast members that I am. And I definitely think that when the projects I am dealing with do come out, I think that the audience will be very thrilled and will leave feeling a sense of urgency to go out and help others. I will say that much. So,
all right, now.
You have to stay soon.
Now, go ahead and let everybody know all your information as far as your booking information, as well as websites and any links, events that you would like to share with the listeners in case they would need to contact you. And do remember, this will be on iTunes on podcast. So, yeah.
Okay.
So you want everybody
oh, all the
to
pressure.
Know what's going on.
That's great. Okay, yeah, so definitely everybody look me up on my website at www.markanthony.com, MarkAnthoni. I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at @IAM_MarkAnthony. That's IAM_MarkAnthoni. And Instagram is the same as Twitter. So just look me up, follow me there, shout me out, let me know you guys heard, you know, and stay in contact because I definitely love to talk to everybody that I can.
Most definitely. And I do want to say congratulations on all your success. Like I say, with the Braxton Family Values, Steel Magnolias, congratulations. And just keep pushing, keep moving.
Thank
Don't
you so
stop.
Much. I will do that.
Yes,
Don't
sir.
Stop until you
yes,
reach the sideline.
Sir.
That's right.
Now, do you
I
got
appreciate
any last
shout
out? Okay. Do you got any last
like
shout
to.
Out for anybody out there
yeah,
that's listening?
I'd like to tell all my supporters, thank you. You know, it's people tweeting me and people supporting me and people such as the Nikki Rich Show and just behind-the-scenes folks as well
mm-hmm.
that keep me grounded and contact me and tell me they've seen this and keep me motivated, you know, and to just letting me know that my work is actually getting to people, you know. So I just want to tell everyone thank you and definitely keep it coming and just let me know, you know, tweet me. Just say hello. I'll say hello back, you know. Let's keep it going.
Most definitely. Well, we welcome you back anytime, and we just thank you again for taking out your time to to come and be a part of this global network.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. God bless. All right. You were just listening to actor Mark Anthony. You can follow him on Twitter at @IAM_Mark, MarkAnthony, ANTHONI, as well as myself, Miss Nikki Rich, at MSNIKKIRICH, and the Nikki Rich Show official Twitter, Nikki R Show. And you can look us up on Facebook.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And check us out anytime on podcasts. This will be podcast after the show. We have over 250 episodes with over 150,000 listeners broadcasting live on 3 different networks, 98.2 The Beat, LA, and College Underground Radio in Atlanta. And just the Nikki Rich Show Network has over 150,000, including so many more listeners. So you got to keep it locked Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to go to Miss Bella May, and this is Ab Fab. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio.
Back, kick my feet up to relax. your boy Shouty Ello, and right now you listen to the greatest show on earth, the Nick and Rich Show. Yeah, Shouty.
I think they want to know your name, Nikki. Hey, man, what up, man? It's your boy, Game Face, a.k.a. the Hitologist. Courtland, Virginia all day. Hip-hop backpacker. GM. Listen, man, when I'm not in the booth or when I just want something soothing to relax to, man, I'm listening to the Nikki Rich Show, man. Get with it or get lost. One of the hottest shows in Carolina. Charlotte, what up, man? Holler at your boy, Game Face.
You know you're sexy too. I like your attitude. I ain't even mad at you. Girl, you're still my boo. Hey, what's up? It's your boy, Mr. Butler Love himself, RL, one third of NXT. You know what it is. You're listening to the Nikki Rich Show. What up, baby?
It's the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We're about to get to the phone lines in just a few. Y'all keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. Hold tight. We're rocking. It's Celebrity Tuesdays.
Are you tired of those whack-ass radio stations playing you five of them shit? Let's break your knob off on 98.2 The Break.
Hey, yo.
We're bringing that. We're bringing that.
Bringing the heat tonight. Shout out to everybody listening in. And right now we're going to go to Miss Tavoria. Y'all might know Miss Tavoria.
I like my money long because I love to flop. Pop it off and I'm still a bop. Pop it off and I'm still a bop.
I got my heels on and my skinny jeans, my nails done and my lips
on. I like my Remy long, my Remy short. Female and I'm still a
bop. I got my heels on and my skinny jeans, my nails done and my lips on.
I like my money long cause I love to flop.
This guy named Ricky, he lives right down the street.
Hey.
He takes me out
just listening to Miss Tavaria straight out of the A. Shout out to her doing big things. And that's, I'm just saying. Everybody tuned in right now, showing love to the Nikki Rich Show. I see my Twitter is on ham, as well as my Facebook. So thank you guys for supporting the Nikki Rich Show, along with all our new listeners that's tuned in right now. And for our new listeners, if you want to be a part of the Nikki Rich Show, you can just email us, NikkiRichShow@gmail.com, or you can go to our official website, which is NikkiRichShow.com, and check out all the information, as well as you can find out the guests who have been a part of the show. You can actually listen to past shows on NikkiRichShow.com, and you can also hit us up on College Underground Radio. If you go to collegeundergroundradio.com, you will see and hear past episodes 24/7 of the Nikki Rich Show. And I do want to let everybody know that this upcoming Saturday, I myself, Miss Nikki Rich, have been nominated for Radio Personality of the Year with the Queen City Awards. That is the Charlotte Awards, Queen City. And I will also be presenting 3 awards at the Queen City Awards. It's going to be an affair you don't want to miss. It's going to be hot. It's going to be so hot. So I'm excited about it. And everybody, you just got to tune in. You definitely got to tune in. And we're going to be live. We're going to be live at the awards. We got a team going out there and just shooting it live. So you're going to tune in, and as well as show some love to the Queen City. And a major shout out to the Queen City Awards for nominating the Nikki Rich Show and myself, you know, the top radio personality of the year. So I'm excited. And I do want to let everybody know that you can also go to our Ustream, you can check out all our interviews, all the live events. When I say it's been live, from Charlotte Fashion Scene, as well as Florida, when we went to Florida for the 2-Rack Draft Contest, as well as L.A. and Texas. So you definitely want to go there and check it out, because we've been getting it in. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we got our special guest for tonight, Miss Dawn Richard. Tell your friends, tell your family, the Nikki Rich Show is live. It's celebrity too, so you know how we do. You never know who's listening. You never know who's calling in. And everybody, you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749. And we do have some new music coming through. And just a little later on, we got some hot new artists that's showing some love and in the building, I would say. So you definitely got to stay tuned for that. And we're going to continue to play hot new music from our independent artists. They are bringing it. When I say they are bringing it, they're going in. And they're going hard. So shout out to all the artists out there making some moves. They doing their thing. Right now, I want to go to some more music. And then we're going to get to our guest for tonight. So you got to keep it locked to the Nikki Rich Show. We are rocking here tonight, Celebrity Tuesdays, and we have our special guest coming through in just a few. Follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and that's spelled MSNIKKIRICH. Here we go, Shipping My Role.
Pulling off that. ambitions of a rider is the song I sing. 75 rounds to protect my creed.
Yeah.
Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing. Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing.
It's like the more money, the more murder, know what I mean.
Ambitions of a rider is the song
I
sing.
Got the game from a chief. He told me no matter what, don't slip. In this game is cheap, so keep something on your hip. Play your rear views, turn the corners in your whip. And if you go and score it, then you better make sure it slips. Gotta stick to the script, but life ain't a movie. 10 years in the new millennium, still head up. Just gonna get groceries and I still rock Gucci. Been doing it since E-Show X Gucci. I pull up on the set, hop up out of the coupe in a cherry red polo, but I don't holler to whoop. And you ain't getting money, so I don't never see you. I'm just in the fast lane, I make it do what it do. Drive a with no handles and fast break with the loop.
Gonna
break a the ankles like I was skipped to Maloop. New Orleans, aka the murder zoo. I'm still here, looking like what it is, what it do.
I got big dreams of pulling off 7-figure schemes.
Yeah.
Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing. 75 rounds to protect my creed.
Yeah.
Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing. Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing.
It's like the most money, the most murder, know what I mean.
Oh, ambitions right. Of a rider is the song I sing.
Tilted in the three-wheel motion, eyes open, poker face, mango smoking, straight loping, roaming where the rules get broken, I'm toping. Ready for whatever approach of my straight road. I'm book smart, street smart, no fear. Hell of a potion. MVP of the team, a killer coach. Underground flow of the year, let's get the voting. Competition ain't none spoken, my rhymes choking. I'm a dog off the leash, an animal, east beast. My face called good, I'm hood deep in the streets. When I holler out, feed up, we all feast. Jesus told y'all this chest not checkers, we play for keeps. So I'm starting my speech, fuck a cheese eater. Booyaka, booyaka from my n***a.
Yeah.
Make it official. Yeah. Cause you was loose slipping, mouth peg gonorrhea.
I got big dreams of pulling off 7-figure schemes.
Yeah.
Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing. 75 rounds to protect my creed.
Yeah.
Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing. Ambitions of a rider is the song I sing.
It's like the most money, the most murder, know what I mean.
Oh, ambitions right. Of a rider is the song right. I sing. Every time I come back, it's more better. Every time she come back, it's more wetter. Every time we put something out, it's more cheddar.
More.
Don't nothing say it better than nothing could stop a stepper. Whoever disrespect it, I'm taking.
Shine like the do. I'm trying to leave my girl wrist froze like the winter do. And when I think about the time that I spend with you, I'm telling myself I can't deny how I'm feeling you. And I got my chips stacked high to the ceiling, booming through whatever we can stand tall like a building do. If you real with me, baby girl, I'm real with you. Be on that fake shit. The baby girl, I deal with you. You know, kick rocks, baby girl, get rid of you. But I'd rather sit back, baby girl, and chill with you. Have a meal with you, things start going right. We can have a kid or two. And I ain't kidding, boo, times get hard, but the picture ain't clear to you. Mom, they talking reckless in your ear, cause they hating what we got. It's a blessing that I'm here. What the message is, it clear? They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down.
She's gonna hold me
down. No one else is
no
around.
No one else.
She holds me up.
Together, and you can't find another young guy that's better than D to the A. I'm in the streets with the yay, but when it come to me and you, I'm in the sheets like you know. And baby girl, don't tell me we through, cause baby girl, I L-U-V-U. And baby girl, I'm here to please you, treat you
please
like
you
a queen or something. And it's all about you plus me, no frontin'. And if it ain't about you plus me, it's nothing. It ain't a game, girl, I'm speaking what I feel. And I feel that we need each other here, and we see each other real. When you got niggas in your ear, you can't think clear. Was good, then it went wrong. They say you don't know something good until the shit's gone. They hating, baby girl.
She's gonna hold me down when no one else is around.
No one
she holds me up when I'm down.
When I'm
yeah, she's
down.
She's gonna hold me down. She's gonna hold me down. Yes, we're the talk of the
talk
town.
Of the town.
All right, you're just listening to NSK Dollar. That was Hold Me Down. And right before that, that was Song I Sing, Sheffy Moreau, and as well as Chris P. Dead End, all the way from New Orleans. And we're getting it in tonight, y'all. We're getting it in Celebrity Tuesdays. Just a few minutes ago, we got through talking with actor Mark Anthony, and coming up is our next guest. We have a special guest coming through, Miss Dawn Richard, and you got to stay tuned, keep it locked in to the Nikki Rich Show. We want to let everybody know, just in case the phone lines get real busy, we have a second number that you can call. We have been promoting it on our social sites as well as send it out there in our chat room. It is 323-580-5749 is the first number, 1-877-497-3968 is our next number. And two, you can also follow us on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich, and it's MSNIKKIRICH. And let us know that you tune in to the Nikki Rich Show. Tweet us, and we will shout you out here on the Nikki Rich Show, as well as hit us up on Instagram. We got a couple of Instagrammers that's tuned in as well. I see a lot of people hit me up on Instagram, and my IG is Miss Nikki Rich. And you can hit us up there. Let us know you're tuned in. Because we're getting it in tonight. And just for our first-time listeners, we do have all our information and our stats. If you want to know what the Nikki Rich Show numbers are, anything, any information you might need to know, we do have that ready for you. And we have it on display on our Instagram as well as our site. We display all of that on our Facebook, and I know a lot of people want to know, what are your listeners, what is it looking like? We got it all for you. We got it available for everybody to see. You want to know how we're making the move. We also got it where, you know, it's broken down to where each person is listening and how they're listening, whether it's via phone, iTunes, as well as our computers. So we do have that available for you if you want to learn more about the Nikki Rich Show. And we are truly blessed. We've been moving and making some noise across the globe. I do want to thank Mr. Martin Stevens out of the UK, and he's
Daddy got you.
for the right number. Crown winners and summers. Play after play after.
I'm on my 25th hour, like, hey, here we go again. Play after play, hey, my trap house on ESPN.
Right.
So many highlights, I could top 10. My top 10, all I got is junkies. My like, what is friends? See all my contacts, my roommate, it is a chopper. Ain't no dealer, more like a healer. I find this so awkward if my things, when they get sick, call ski before a doctor. Have them sweating, shaking and stinging, buddy, what's your problem?
I got waiting for the right number. Crown winners and summers.
Yeah.
Play after play, play after play, play after play. Couple spots in the under.
Under.
They ain't switching numbers. Said I'm play after play after play after play.
Reload and re up on them slowdowns and them speed ups.
Okay.
Phone buzz bleeping beeper. Boy, what the f you won't speak up?
Hello?
Melissa waiting at the store and Justin about to pull up. Lil Youngin hit my line like Big Bro, pay you for a cooker. Plus, finally want to link up like I ain't been needing a hooker. Here come begging.
Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show.
Yeah. It's your boy, Tina, going live. You know what I'm saying? With my girl, Nikki Rich of the Nikki Rich Show. Yeah, we bossing at a whole other scale this year.
Much love, much love. Major shout out to Miss Mecca. She's awesome. Keep doing what you're doing, Miss Mecca. I mean, we
already know. This is the kid, Vers Simmons, and I want to give a big shout out to Nikki Rich on the Nikki Rich Show right here with Vers Simmons. Got my homie in the building too, DJ Unique. You already know it goes.
All right. You're rocking with the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station on the planet. We have our special guest in the house tonight. I do want to tell everybody you can call in at 323-580-5749, 323-580-5749, and you can press that 1. If you press 1, that will let us know that you would like to speak to our guest tonight. And with no further ado, I would like to welcome to the Nikki Rich Show the queen herself, Miss Bonnie.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're so excited to have you here tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to talk with you.
Yes. Well, we're excited because we have really been following your movement. I see that you have released some new music as well as have
a solo project. That's just amazing in itself. And I want to say and start off by saying congratulations. Thank you so much. It's been so good from the last EP going number one to this EP sitting at number 6 right now on the top 10 charts on R&B, and it's just a Christmas EP. We're doing really good. I'm excited.
And that is amazing. That is amazing. And I do want to say congratulations to that. And also, with that being said, I know, how has the reception been? You're getting a lot of good reception, I see, just being on top. And the fans are just showing you so much love because you've been in the game for a minute now. You've really been in the game for a minute. And just to be on top, you know, and just changing from, I would say, going from a group now on a solo, how has that been?
It's been amazing. And honestly, it feels like I just am starting because what people fail to realize is even though I've been in the game a minute, I've only been a solo artist for just a year now. So really,
yeah.
I'm kind of fresh as a new artist, as a solo artist, and without a label, it's been really fantastic because what we've managed to do in a year is really unheard of and really quite exciting from, you know, having the mixtape come out at the top of the year and having 1 million downloads in 1 month. We did that first with the Telltale Heart, and then not much later we released the EP Armor On, which went number 1 on iTunes.
And then, which, you know, I kept telling my partners and my colleagues, I was like, we're not signed. We have no budget. We have no label.
I would say, you know, signed to non-signed and independent, no labels, anything. You know, you're just motivating so many artists out there because a lot of artists right now, all they want to hear is being signed, and just listening to your story. Your story is just amazing in itself, and you can't help but just to be excited and you know, say congratulations because there's so many artists I know right now that's tuned in, and they need to hear your story. Everybody needs to hear that. That's what hard work and dedication is. That's what it's all about.
Thank you so much, man. We're just excited. We're happy that we're motivating because really and honestly, you know, we're learning as we go because this is something very new for us. So if anyone is inspired and if they ever feel like, you know, this may be something hard to do without a label, we're a prime example that you definitely can do it without one. And not just without a label, but without a co-sign. We don't have any, you know, the EP Armoron didn't have any features at all. It was just us and it was just music. Nobody to give us, you know, give another person a reason to buy the album. It was just us, and it's possible. People can just love you for your craft. You know what I mean? The co-signs are just a bonus, and it's dope to have a feature and a co-sign, but it's even doper to do it on your own, you know, and have people still rock with you regardless, you know, and that's really what we've been doing. So if anyone, you know, thinks that they can't do it or if it's not possible, it's so possible.
It is. It is. Now, what was the recording process for Armoron like? How was that?
Say it again.
I said, what was the recording process like for Armoron?
It was so organic and effortless, you know what I mean? It was because by that point, we had already had our sound because we had already finished the album. So it was just really something that it flowed together so great and it was so cohesive. And I think you can hear it in the actual EP. It sounds so cohesive, and I think it was because it was organic. It wasn't anyone coming in and telling us we should do something. It was really us being us, you know?
Exactly, exactly. Now, do you have any, I would say, specific tracks on the Golden Heart that you would say was that's closest to your heart that you would say is your favorite?
It's song or songs or EPs or albums? Like, you're talking about songs? Hello? 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 It was a very hard time. But it wasn't the way people would think a hard time is. I just kind of was in a place where you reach a part in your life as an adult where you realize you can't believe in the fairy tales like you used to because you were naive at a point that you believed that there were such things as white knights and horses and, you know,
exactly.
Everything was perfect. And then when you realize it doesn't exist or it may be diluted a little bit, you, as an adult, you can pretend that it still does, but it's never the same as that naive feeling when you actually believed it. And it's interesting the way the record is written and the approach and even the delivery of the record. I really, that's one of my favorites, is the Golden Heart.
And my share of hurricanes, the proof is in the blood. But I can't run away. Same way that you came.
86, loving everything about it, loving it.
Thank you so much.
So many people listening in, and I'm getting so much feedback right now. People are just texting and tweeting me away and getting so much great feedback and loving it. It was marvelous.
Thank you so much. Thank you. That's just the beginning. We started out slow so that we can finish off fast. We just thought with this climate and where we are and in the fourth quarter, this is a really great record to start with.
Mm-hmm. And also, who produced that track? Who produced that?
His name is Drewski, and he's one of the I have two amazing producers that I work with exclusively right now because they've been kind of building our style together, and he's one of them. The other is Deontay, who's a part of Zone 4's camp, which is Polo Don's camp, but Drewski produced 86.
They did an amazing job, and what I like about it is it's that good quality music, and when you hear it, you can kind of visualize. It's like a story, more of a, I would say, storytelling. You can see it. You can see it as if it was a movie.
Thank you. That's exactly what I want, and that's exactly what the kind of writer that I've worked hard to be. So to hear that is the biggest compliment. Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. Just listening to it, it kind of, you know, relaxes your mind, I would say, and you can really just visualize.
Yeah.
And also, you know, again, just being a, you know, going solo, I know there's so many goals that you have created. You're going into 2013. Is there anything, any projects, any aspirations you have for 2013 that you can share with the Nicki Minaj Show?
Yeah, man. Well, 2013 is World Domination. We're calling it World Domination for the Heart Movement because the album comes out January 15th, 2013. So it comes out top of the year, first quarter. We're coming out strong. And then we'll be touring right after that. I'll be going international, so I'll be going overseas. We'll be hitting in the UK. We'll be hitting Australia. We'll be hitting all those markets. And then we'll come back here and do a States tour right after the release of the album, because we're going to do in stores in different states. So check DawnRichard@tumblr.com or even the Twitter at Dawn Richard, which is DawnRichard. And you can find out all the dates that's going to be listed, because we're going to be pretty busy at this 2013 quarter. So I think what we're planning to do is literally get you so disgusted with us because you've seen us so much.
Exactly.
That you take it. So that's what we're planning on doing, and that's what, you know, the projects will be. And the great thing about this is it's a trilogy project, so there'll be three albums, and Golden Heart is the first of three. So think of it like, you know, if you want to think of it like a book series, like if it was a Harry Potter series or a Twilight series or Star Wars or anything like that,
okay.
This is like a visual book. Our musical book, so it'll be it's a three parts to it. So this is the first of many. So this is going to be a great opportunity for people to, you know, really to who have started from the beginning to be like, either they're coming in from the beginning or they'll come as we go. But it'll be very exciting to see the new people come on board as they experience it, and then the people who started from the beginning who have been diehards we'll see the progression. So it's going to be really exciting for the years to come, really, for what we have planned, because they're going to come back to back.
And I also did want to mention, too, that you are not only an artist, you are a trendsetter. And I just
want
to know, who is your stylist? Because she is always just really bringing that out. I love your style. I love
Thank you. Thank you. Well, the great thing is I'm very fortunate to be able to work with not just one stylist, but many.
Okay.
But many. as far as my self style, my home style, it's me. I'm doing me. You know, I'm dressing myself most of the time. I just love fashion, so I tend to be a clothes junkie and a shoe junkie. But when you look at those amazing videos and you look at the people that I work with, yeah, Janaya Walker is, oh my God, she's phenomenal. She's a young stylist who is exceptionally well. She's exceptionally well at what she does. And I've also worked with Olari Swank, who is now working with Keisha Cole, and she was with me in the beginning, and she is another dope stylist. And I've had an opportunity to work with those two ladies, and they get my vision. And the cool thing about what we do together is that what I want is something that most don't ask for. So they get excited because the things that I want to do and the things that I want to try, a lot of people in the business tend to be caged, so they can't go as far out there as they're able to, whereas with me, there is no boundaries. So they're able to really have fun with what we do. I don't really care if people get it most of the time, and most of the time I don't care if people, you know what I mean, hate on it or not. I do what I like to do. So they get excited because there's no boundaries with it. And so we do some great things with fashion because of it.
Have you ever thought of getting more involved into fashion as far as the different fashion shows, fashion weeks? Getting involved in that area, I would say.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I definitely want to go to Fashion Week overseas, definitely in Paris and definitely in New York this coming in 2013. I definitely want to meet a couple of shows. But I'm the type of person, I always love to go to the big shows, definitely like Givenchy and all those, you know, great Dior and all those great lines. But I'm more of a new up-and-coming lover. I love the new indie or the new up-and-coming mm-hmm. designer. So most of the time I'll probably check out the designers that no one else is trying to check out or who don't really know much about them because I want to be the first to be a part of something that's new and refreshing, because those other designers get love all the time and they have a huge following. But there's that one person that's probably really, really dope somewhere in some type of corner that's coming from some hood or some town that no one ever knows, that is really good at what they do. And that's the person that I want to get involved in, and that's the person that I want to see do their thing. So most of the time I'll probably be looking that way.
Yeah, I know a few designers and stylists as well, celebrity and up and coming. And I myself have this past year, hosted a Charlotte Fashion
Week. Definitely hook me up with that info. I'm the type of person, like, that's what our team is about. That's what we do. Even from my producers to everyone that I work with, everyone's new. Our whole team is people that are, like, even new writers. Everyone is, like, we're coming up together, and that's the dope thing about it, is that it's love, it's genuine. And I think that's what makes this project, this movement, really special, because everybody wants to be here, and everybody has talent out the gate, so they're not really diluted with all the money aspects of it or all of that other bullshit. They just want it. They're hungry. And when you're around hungry people, everybody eats. So, like, that's what we are, and that's what we're about.
And people don't understand, you know, how everything kind of correlates with, you know, fashion correlates with music, and as well as, you know, just reaching out to different areas and aspects of in different industries. You know, they all kind of correlate with each other, and just going to a different fashion week, you're like, okay, you know, this is a new nature, but it's also just amazing, and it opens up another door and then another door. You was, you know, especially sponsors. It's a good opportunity to reach out to several different sponsors as well, because that's where the different corporations are, you know, the people who are going to sponsor that particular artist or fashion designer or fashion stylist or model or so have you. And that's where they are. And you just never know. You just never know what will happen. But, yeah, I was checking out your videos, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm just having to bring up about Fashion Week, because we do have major fashion weekend. I'm not sure if you know about, have you heard of CIAA in Charlotte as well?
Say again?
Have you heard about CIAA in Charlotte?
No, I haven't.
It's a really, really major event that takes place in Charlotte where everybody across the globe come here. It is a tournament, but it's all the singers, everybody that's in the industry come here, and it's a week of performing and partying and so forth. It's a really, really good time for networking, and it's HBCU school, so if anybody out there that's listening in want to know more, it's CIAA. You can Google it. It's really major, and it's actually coming up, so I'm pretty sure your team is tuned in. Make sure they Google that and get you down here to Charlotte. So many people will come out. People can book you for their several different events throughout the week. It's a whole week. Make that money, you know?
Right. That's what it's all about. It's pretty big, so definitely want to go to YouTube if you can. Go Google different venues and events out there. It's really huge here in Charlotte, North Carolina, and it's coming up in the end of February, the beginning of March, but a lot of people do the booking now. I do want to mention that to you as well.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, yes, yes.
Man, it's been such a pleasure having you on here tonight. Is there, in case they wanted to book you for any event, where should they go? And I know you got your website and your Twitter information. Go ahead and share that with us right now.
So to get in touch with me or even to see what you need to get me to book me, it's real easy. You just go to at Dawn Richard on Twitter, and all the information is there. So that's twitter.com/DAWNRICHARD, Dawn Richard. And then if you want to get me at my Tumblr for all dates and performances, releases of the album and everything else for in stores, go to DawnRichardTumblr.com. So that's DAWNRICHARDTUMBLR.com. So that's where you can get me, and we're really accessible. We have a great following on Twitter, so just welcome to the family. So many more people coming, so come and see what all the great stuff is about.
Well, we thank you so much for being our guest tonight, and we always ask our special guests, if you don't mind, just making us a little quick drop on the Nikki Rich Show, and shouting us out real quickly, if you don't mind doing that here.
What up, everybody? It's your girl, Dawn Richard, and I'm hanging out with the best people in the world, the Nikki Rich Show, right here.
And we thank you so much, and I will be getting that information to you in regards to CIAA and Fashion Week, because it's coming upon that time. 2013, so we want you to have all the information, and everybody that's tuned in, you got to go check out Miss Dawn Richard. You definitely got to check her new music, 86, new EP, January the 13th, is going down.
It is.
And we just thank you so, so much for being our guest. And I would like
to thank
your team for allowing this to happen. You have a great, strong team, so thank you to everybody.
Thank you so much.
And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and we end by saying God bless.
Much success to you, too.
Thank you so, so much. And everybody, you were just listening to Miss Dawn Richard. You can go follow her on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich. I mean, at Dawn Richard, and you can also follow at Miss Nikki Rich as well. Right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. I see we got 619 in the building. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
What up, Miss Nikki? It's Illy. Hey, welcome to the Nikki Rich Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. With my baby right now. She's making me happy.
Now, let everybody know who Illy is and what he got going on.
This is Illy, a.k.a. Ill Thoughts from San Diego, California. You know, I'm holding down from SoCal. I'm a hip-hop artist out here. You know, I got three mixtapes on that pit. I just met up with my club homie right now. Me and him just put together the track list on my next two mixtapes. I think I might drop two mixtapes on the same day. You know, I got so many tracks.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
Ilya, yeah,
I just
want
to say congratulations on all your success. You've really been making some major moves.
Yeah, thank you. I've been trying to. You know, I'm trying to get out here.
Oh, yeah. And I want to say thank you for coming out and supporting our scholarship as well. You know, fundraising, it was amazing. And I got a chance to come to L.A. You got a chance to come to L.A. And we've just been getting so much love everywhere, just everywhere. And it's always good to see artists that have that drive, that hunger.
Yeah, it was a dope experience to come out there, even though it was raining, you know, but it was good. I met a lot of people. I got a whole lot of networking in. It was pretty good. It was tight.
And that's what it's all about, you know, because everybody that was at the event were from totally different places. So if it was any artists that were passing out that city, and, you know, they were able to just, you know, get their music out there. And that's what it's all about. One person, get your music, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I met a lot of people out there, man. L.A. got a whole lot of love out there. L.A. got much love, man. It's, much love to everybody out there in L.A., especially DJ Beata, you know? Yeah, he had gave me a ride home that day.
And I'm going to tell you, I got a chance to see you perform, and you were so live. You were so live.
Thank you, thank you.
And that's what I like.
Yeah, I had to come hard. You told me to come first. I was like, oh, you know, I couldn't come weak. I couldn't do that.
You came hard. When I tell you, I was over there, I was trying to really capture the moment. And I was like, okay, you had me up out my seat.
Yeah.
You were getting
it. Yeah, but
just
thank you for the opportunity to come out, though. Yeah.
That's what it's all about, man. I tell people you really have to do your best, whether you're going first, second, third. People are going to always remember who you are, you know?
Yeah.
They're going to always remember who you are. So you got to put on a show. Some people want to wait. Oh, I want to go at the end. I want to go here. I want to go there. Regardless of when you're going, you got to put on a show.
Yeah, word up.
That's what it's all about. Some just want to be there. I just want to be there, you know?
Yeah.
But we're just so glad that you called in here tonight. We just had Miss Dawn Richard on. Yes, we did. And earlier we had Esther Mark Anthony. It's been amazing.
Yeah, I see you out there working too. You're putting in a lot of work. You know what I'm saying? Just make sure you get some rest too, Miss Nikki.
Trying to get it in. I'm going to get it in tonight, man. I got to get the rest tonight.
Yeah, I heard that.
I'm going to get my rest tonight. For real.
Yeah. I'm gonna get my rest in right now. You know, I just wanted to call in and say what's up, check in with you.
Well, we thank you so much. Thank you so much. And much love to you, hon.
Yeah, thank you. Much love to you, too. And for everybody out there, y'all looking for my music, y'all can follow me on Twitter at Thoughtful1904. Or you can just Google Ill Thoughts to find out everything about me, because I don't know if y'all that tight where y'all can Google yourselves and you'll come up. But you can Google me. Word up.
That's what it's all about. Thank you so much. Much love for you.
All right, y'all. One love.
One love.
Right now we're going to go to Fiery, the Kid, and K-Camp featuring Mop Top Lesson, produced by Metro.
Mop Top, the Fiery, K-Camp, the Fiery, Mop Top, the Fiery, you ain't giving a you sorry. Mop Top, the Fiery, K-Camp, the Fiery, Mop Top, the Fiery, you ain't giving a you sorry. Run around town, she bust. She don't run around, she bust. Down, she bust. She don't make a sound, just bust. Down. Still turned up like. Hope on, hope they love her. Be a man at home if you know the feeling. Cause them goons out here and they bust. Run around town, she bust. She don't run around, she bust. Down, she bust. She don't make a sound, just bust. Still turned up like. On, hope they love her. Be a man at home if you know the feeling. Cause them goons out here and they bust. Love, love, little chick from the south.
Down south.
Let her play game with that.
Say what?
Stay wet like a shower. I'ma bend over here first on the couch. Okay, now get on the bust these bust. Yeah, do the whole team like. Introduce that to the starlight. Set to catch up. No muscle. Oh, ho, ho, my God, we coast. One word, it's over.
So,
the gon' pop no soda.
Say what?
Getting roost up in a rover.
In a rover.
You know that love. Gon' bust for a little hit that, split that. Let my whole team get her.
Let em get her.
We on.
Gorilla.
We go crazy.
Gorilla.
Go around town, she bust. She don't look around, she bust. Down, she bust. She don't make a sound, just bust.
Down.
Still turned up like. Hope's on, hope they love
her.
Be a man at home if you know the feeling. Cause them goons out here and they bust. Run around town, she bust. She don't look around, she bust. Down, she bust. She don't make a sound, just bust. Still turned up like. Hope's on, hope they love
her.
Be a man at home if you know the feeling. Cause them goons out here and they bust. I ain't still cut dope like Russian. Lost count of all the clothes, I'm
down.
Now we don't f with a dozen. How the hell you get a thong with a button? Push it, push it one time, she bust. Try my just special.
Turkey,
tell her, give me with a condom. I'm so disrespectful. Keep that Maggie in my left shoe. You can't deny that I'm blazing. That rooster get me so high. I swear the sky is my basement. More moolah, more problems. Only big nose. Haitian. Can't pop in my kitchen with that bum sauce on your apron.
Run
around town, she bust. She don't look around, she bust. Down, she bust. She don't make a sound, just bust.
Down.
Still turned up like. Hope's on, hope they love
her.
Be a man at home if you know the f***ing lane. Cause them goons out here.
But I bet by the time I'm finished, you'll remember me. I'm racing to the finish, but I'm already
in this situation. So of course I could've let them break me, but fortunately I'm thankful I didn't. Cause no pain can match the stress I've been given. So why complain of being hurt if I should say I'm still living? Still in it to win it. My ambition is my addiction. It's missing inhibition. Gotta get a fix before I get to tripping. Not in the slipping, I'm sprinting it, whatever the distance. That top position, I am destined to get it, and I'm ready to the finish. But I'm already feeling like a winner. If I want it, I'ma get it. Yeah, nothing's gonna stop me now. I'm aiming high. Just look up in the sky. You're likely to see me fly. Yeah, nothing's gonna knock me
Everything
down. Everything seems clear once I started to dream bigger. All I needed was a vision.
Oh,
All right, you're just listening to the Nikki Rich Show, and we're getting it in tonight. We're getting it in, and that was Miss Cheryl Crow. All I want to do is have some fun. I would like to thank all the listeners, thank all of our callers for calling in tonight, and thank our guests for coming through on Celebrity Tuesdays. If you missed the show, you can go back and listen to it on podcast. And a major shout out to Miss Robin Lewis. Major shout out to Fashion Stylist Gianni CJ. You can follow both of them on Twitter at Little Mama INC and at Gianni CJ. And that's GIANNICJ. And follow myself at Miss Nikki Rich on Twitter. Tune in tomorrow. It's going to be epic. It's Epic Wednesday. Stay tuned to the hottest radio station on the planet. And we end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And we end tonight by saying God bless. And we're going to end tonight with none other than Gavin DeGraw. I love this song. Not over you.
And I realize if you ask me how I'm doing, I would say I'm doing just fine. I would lie to say that you're not on my mind. But I go out and I sit down at a table set for two. And finally I'm forced to say the truth. No matter what. You ask.